www.thebeatmedia.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, coming to you live and direct from the Tioga Travel Plaza, the pinnacle Tioga Travel Plaza, and a great addition to Tioga without question. We are broadcasting from their conference room, which, by the way, you can rent for various events here. It's right in between the main store area and the business center, which is extraordinary. And, of course, they have an incredible clothing store here as well. The clothing store is just, I mean, it's like a Super Target or a Walmart for FR clothing. It's just nothing short of amazing. All the great brands, Bulwark and Wrangler and Carhartt and Oakley, and now even Under Armour. I don't think I can leave here without a little Under Armour. Hopefully with like a fun little Bakken or three-fourths formation logo on it or something. But they have men's and women's and kids' clothing. Here's one thing they're doing now. Large crew uniform needs. So they can fill the big orders that service the large crews and get your FR gear for your whole crew. They even have it embroidered. And they have the best customer service in the Bakken. They're a one-stop shop for everything. So we love this place. And I might mention that the food is fantastic. Mark, I don't want to make you jealous, but the eggs and the hash browns and the sausage are all on today. There's steak tonight for supper. And for lunch, I think we're going to have stuffed salmon filet with the lemon cream sauce. Yeah, that's the special today. I kid you not.
Are you in France?
Having spent a lot of years out here eating burritos and pizzas, it's kind of nice to come to a place that's just like mom, is in the kitchen. That's how good the cooking is at the Pinnacle Tioga Travel Plaza where we're broadcasting live from today. Did I mention stuffed salmon filet with the lemon cream sauce for lunch today? Can't remember if
yes,
I did or not.
You know, that's got all those omega-3s in it, so very healthful.
I might obsess about that for the rest of the morning here. Sorry about that. Anyway, we're at the headquarters of our Bakken Talk Radio 1090 KTGO, and it's fun to be here today, and we're looking forward to a busy program. Welcome your calls, your questions, your comments. Here's the telephone number, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. It's a normal or nuts Friday, and that means we're going to throw out a couple of issues that that we want to know whether you think they're normal or they're nuts. You can weigh in on our Facebook page, and you can also call us at 855-200-1776. A woman was fired at McDonald's for buying firefighters a meal. And she actually asked her supervisor, can I do this? No. You better call corporate. Can we do it? No. And then what she did was actually pass the hat among her coworkers to buy the lunch. Fired. Now, this obviously didn't happen in North Dakota. This obviously didn't happen in Minnesota or South Dakota. It happened in New York. Does that surprise anyone? But anyway, she's been fired. I can't even believe the story. Is that normal or is that nuts?
And that's part of the story. She has two jobs, two kids, and is trying to put herself through nursing school.
Yeah. Yeah, her story is amazing. You're right, Mark. I mean, my gosh. You kidding me? So do you think that's normal or that's nuts? What else we have? We have a woman spending three nights in a Bismarck jail for possession of fireworks.
Holy.
Now, two things I'm thinking here. Why anyone is in jail for the possession of fireworks, unless they're like, Oklahoma City, World Trade Center, like car bomb kind of fireworks. But I mean, if we're talking about fireworks that would light up the sky and you put somebody in jail for it, it's ridiculous. I still think, by the way, the fact that bottle rockets are illegal in North Dakota, but abortions are legal, boggles the mind. You can't even wrap your mind around that lack of common sense whatsoever, crying out loud. But set that whole debate aside. Is it normal or nuts that a woman spends three nights in a Bismarck jail for the possession of fireworks? What do you think, Mark?
What was she doing with them? Was she shooting them at people or putting them in their down their clothing?
No, this was possession. This wasn't use of. This was possession of.
In her car or something. Did they get a search warrant?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll find out more details here, but I'm leaning towards that.
Well, that's
nuts.
Crazy.
Plus, I think she needs a few more friends. I mean, what could it be to post bail to get out of a fireworks offense? I would think maybe $50, wouldn't it? Maybe $100? I mean, hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Hey, coworkers, I'm in jail 3 days for fireworks possession. Whatever. So that's one we're going to tackle. We're in the oil patch today. And so I think it's appropriate to ask a question about whether or not communities like where we are at today, Tioga or Newtown or Ray, or we were in Watford City on Tuesday, Williston, whether these communities should be getting more of the tax revenue they are generating. Because, for instance, McKenzie County generates about $1.2 billion, $1.2 billion for the state of North Dakota because of the vast resources underneath all of that surface, okay? $80 million goes back. In other words, of the 1.2 they send, $80 million goes back out of the extraction tax. Now, there's other things that the state does, obviously, like roads and bridges and, you know, different things that they're participating in. But of the actual extraction tax, $80 million out of $1.2 billion. One of the commissioners, Ron Anderson, down in McKenzie County, basically said to legislative officials, "We're on our knees begging you." Should oil patch communities need to be on their knees begging for more funds? It's a tough one. I don't think so, though.
Well, the thing that kind of concerns me is the enormous amount of hundreds of millions of dollars in various rainy day funds, other kind of funds with fairly vague designations.
And we talked about that a little bit yesterday on the program. Kelly Schmidt, the state treasurer, was on the program with us. And, in fact, if you go to our Facebook page, you can find a link to all those funds. And you're right, Mark. They are. Now, in defense of the legislature, they'd say they were voted on. And the money, you know, funnels to that area. I just wonder if we shouldn't take a look at a few of the missions or purposes of the funds and say, look at the current needs we have. Could some of these be fairly repurposed for some of this work? I think so. And to the extent that there's a budget stabilization fund and there is a, you know, for lack of a better term, a reserve fund, you know, those are called rainy day funds, right? Guess what? It's raining. It's pouring. There's a torrential downpour in the Bakken of activity, and the state is participating in a big way. We can't say they are not, okay? They definitely are participating in a sizable way, but there are way more needs than there are funds. So a solution is to change the formula or get creative, and in my view, I'd love to see the Bank of North Dakota be used somehow, some way through this today. So that's a question we have for you. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number, 855-200-1776. Let me just quickly tell you about some of the guests we'll have today on the program as well. Mark and I are going to be chatting with Mindy Willard. Mindy is coming on to talk about the first annual Rare Disease Day next Friday in Hankinson. Imagine what families go through that have loved ones with a rare disease, and this is a unique new event down in Hankinson. We'll visit about that. Bill Butcher will be here from the USS North Dakota Committee at the bottom of the hour. Mark will get us updated on all the Olympic things that happened. Any headlines from yesterday other than the women? What happened? How could they? 2-0, they lead late. They're on their way to their gold medal. They give up a goal. Then they empty the net. Canada does. We come within inches. I mean,
seconds.
Sub-inches and seconds of putting the goal away in an empty net. Doesn't happen. Goes to OT. And Canada wins after an enormous amount of chances for the USA team.
In the last seconds of OT.
I have to admit, I had a hard time not saying, you know what, you just don't blow a lead like that. You don't blow a lead like that. You don't miss opportunities like that. I mean, as sad as it was, and it was sad. It was just heartbreaking. I think they made their own bed there a little bit.
But now the Canadians inspired. They played such inspired hockey in the first two periods to take a 2-0 lead and fought like Banshees until, you know, 3 minutes left in the third period, one score, and then with the clock just literally empty goal ticking out, boom, you know, finally, just a couple of seconds left, 50 seconds left, they tied it up, and then in the last shutter of the overtime, Canada scored, and I don't think I've ever seen such absolute crush deflation and such exhilaration, you know, here they labored and consistently fought back and back. I'm talking about Canada, that they hung in there. They did a great job, and I feel really bad for the girls because I think they just did the best they could, and And Canada had just a little bit more in the tank.
The men play the Canadians in the semifinal today, so that's a big one as well. We'll be watching. Now, what time is that game, Mark? Do you know?
11, I think, and so they get a chance to uphold the gals' honor, and
yeah.
That will be a factor.
Good way to put it. Next hour, actually in the 10 o'clock hour, final hour of the program today, two guests. One, Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General. You heard yesterday the Farm Bureau say, hey, this extraordinary areas list or areas of interest list, scrap it. It's a taking. It's horrible. And Wayne Stengem has been leading that effort. We'll get his take. Want to keep that obviously fair and balanced. Kelvin Hullett will be here to talk about a new coalition, North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation, to push back against this idea of $2 billion being set aside for conservation groups in a land grab. All that coming up on the program. Here's the number to join us, 855-200-1776.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tioga Travel Plaza, which has the best home cooking on the planet Earth. Jim Offerdahl, our engineer, and Dustin Moore, our operations manager. Just, do you guys realize you left a donut here? Did you do that by design? Yeah, well, that's for me. I see. All right, so after I finish off the sausages, I'm having a little sausage num-num, Mark, just so you know. because the breakfast is on. I didn't have time for the full boat, you know, the hash browns, the scrambled eggs, the biscuits and gravy. Does that sound any good? I will be back for lunch, however, because it's stuffed salmon filet with lemon cream sauce. Just like Mom used to make. Yeah, not a chance. No, I don't think Mom ever made stuffed salmon mac and cheese, and you loved it. Anyway, do you guys ever have chili on rice? That was kind of a big thing at our house, chili on rice.
I never did. I had chili on noodles.
Chili on noodles. I see. All right, very nice.
Yeah. It drove my wife nuts. I said, anything is red like that belongs on noodles. I like spaghetti of any shape, just so it's red noodles, you know.
And steaks tonight for supper. And, of course, they have the pizza and all the fried goodies and, you know, all just anything you can imagine. But the food is good. They really take pride in it. The pastries are phenomenal. The coffee's great. If you haven't been here, it's worth a little drive off of Highway 2 on 40. You just head about 2 miles north off of Highway 2 on 40, Tioga. And we'd love to see you today. Stop on by and say hello, okay, at the Tioga Travel Plaza, Pinnacle, serving excellence. This is the old Farmers Union Oil Company that served these communities for decades. They have a Travel Plaza in Stanley as well. They have this one here, but they do a lot. I mean, they do, as I mentioned, this is a full-service location with a business center. We're going to meet the folks in the business center here in a little bit, as well as the clothing store that is nothing short of amazing. And, of course, you know, Pinnacle is also known for agriculture. You know what I mean? And without question. And they still have some of that Bakken wine here, too. So it is good. It is a good gift. Come on in and check that out. And a little bit left, and it's a great deal. $4.95 a bottle with any purchase, $9.95 without. They also have the Three Forks Formation wine now, too. So your choice. All right. Let us tell you about a wonderful event coming up that we hope you circle your calendar and take part in. Mindy is here from the first annual Rare Disease Day that is going to be held next Friday, week from today, in Hankinson. And it's Mindy Willard. Am I saying your name right, Mindy?
Mindy Willard, yes.
How are you?
I'm wonderful to be here. Thank you. I feel blessed.
We're blessed to have you. And this sounds like a very neat idea to help some folks that go through some very difficult times, loved ones with Rare Disease Day. How did this idea come about? Tell us about the genesis of the idea here.
I myself became fully disabled at the age of 39. I had no idea that was going to be me. I had a full life of plans, and finding the statistics of 1 in 10 people are affected by a rare disease. My question is, will it be you? Because I certainly didn't know it was me. And just reaching out and having everybody network. I've been all around the country and spoken with many providers and patients around the world, and I continue to come back to our region. The Red River Valley and the Midwest region is the best and has the best care.
Now, what strikes me in those numbers you just mentioned, that 1 in 10 have a rare disease, suggests maybe it's not all that rare, huh?
This is true, but
there's many rare diseases.
Yeah, thousands of rare diseases. There's a lot more information on rarediseaseday.us. On that website, you can click on the events page. If you click on North Dakota, it will bring up an event that's happening in Bismarck. And then they're sending off lanterns. And then also right below that, you will find the information for this event at Dakota Magic Casino.
On the 28th.
Yes, the 28th is Friday from 8 to 5. On that day, I have partnered with the Sanford Cords Registry, which is a coordination of rare diseases. It's a pool of people with rare diseases that researchers and physicians can reach into and pull out information and find studies. And they're based right out of Sioux Falls. And because I'm partnered with them, they are allowing me to be a video conference location for up to 7 CME ANCC credits. So I am blessed to have that available for providers if they wish. Saturday is from 9 to 3. Both days are going to be more of a fun event. There's many vendors, silent auction. The silent auction will be going each day. So if someone can only come one day, there will be items that will be completed that day. And then also on Saturday, we are still looking for more providers. We have the entire arena, so we're looking for more vendors. If anybody is interested, also volunteer groups to help me coordinate, because I am disabled, and many of us have disabilities. We need some little 15-minute breaks. and then also donations, of course, are always welcome, and any silent auction items. So,
what do you hope many to accomplish from Rare Disease Day? Is it awareness mainly?
It is basically awareness. I want everyone to just stop and realize that as a society, we judge people. I myself have been, and this you know, Scott, because you interviewed me when I was 300 pounds, and judged for being large, and was told I just needed a diet, and I was lazy, and exercise more. So my one outing a month on a scooter in Walmart, I was very vulnerable and judged. Now, after taking charge of my own life and being the largest advocate for myself and having the best church community and the most wonderful rock of a husband and family, I want everyone to realize when they look at me now, they see someone who looks normal. If you just like your partner here did not think I was disabled when he looked at me. He said I looked like I had many, many years ahead of me. But I do have tumors from head to toe. I have whole body lymphedema. I need to hook up to a machine twice a day, so therefore volunteers to give me a break. and I have two children now who have tumors. There are thousands and thousands of diseases, and what we need to really realize is no matter what the chronic illness is or what the disease is, everyone goes through the same struggles, and we need to
absolutely
support each other.
Hang on, Mindy. When we come back, we're just going to give you a chance to tell us one more time the events of next Friday, what time they'll take place, and I hope folks take it all in and help any way they can before then down at the casino in Hankinson.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is What's on Your Mind. We're live at Tioga today. Can you smell the food from wherever you are? Tioga Travel Plaza has the best home cooking anywhere. Big giant breakfast is on right now. It's fantastic. I mean, all the goodies from the hash browns and the scrambled eggs and the sausage and the biscuits and the there's biscuits and gravy too. They're just phenomenal. For lunch today, stuffed salmon fillet with lemon cream sauce is the special. Steaks tonight, and all the other goodies you can imagine. All the pastries and bread and the great coffee. They've got it all. This is the pinnacle, serving excellence pinnacle. Tioga Travel Plaza. We're at right on Highway 40, just north of Highway 2 today. Stop by and see us during the show. We'll be here till 11 o'clock this morning on Talk Radio AM 1090 KTGO and Talk Radio AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo. All right, Mindy Willard is here. And Mindy, last chance to tell folks why they ought to be in Hankinson on Friday and the time and the place at the Dakota Magic Casino for this wonderful event, the first annual Rare Disease Day event. A chance to really make a difference for folks. Tell us the particulars on the time.
Okay. It is 2 days. It is Friday, February 28th from 8 to 5 p.m. And it can go later. We have the arena for both days. So not saying that it's going to shut down at 5. It could run later. Saturday is from 9 to 3. I just want to encourage anyone and everybody to come. We will have something for everyone, whether you're shopping or learning something from the little small sessions we're doing, or learning about mold and prevention. I'm going to have Costco, Home Depot, a lot of Swanson's, a lot of things that people can just take charge of their own lives and hopefully even prevent things.
Super, super. And how do folks get a hold of you if they want to help in advance, Mindy?
My phone number is 701-306-1327. I also can receive text on that. That is on my mobile phone. Or they can go to my website, which is currently being built, but there is a home page with my current picture and just a small blurb, and then there is a large link that takes you to the Facebook event page.
DragonflyAdvocacy@gmail.com.
And DragonflyAdvocacy.org.
DragonflyAdvocacy.org. All right, very good. One more time, the number, Mindy, before we let you go.
701-306-1327.
All right. Bless you. We'll continue to pray for you on a successful event this weekend, okay?
Thank you, and I have to say thank you to whoever bought my coffee this morning in front of me at Dunn Brothers Coffee.
That's cool.
A good Samaritan out there. Good to hear that story. Thanks so much. We appreciate it very much. Our next guest on the line, Bill Butcher from the USS North Dakota Committee. Folks, that calendar is peeling away. We're going to be in March before we know it. We're going to be in Groton, Connecticut in May before we know it. And so we wanted to get an update on the wonderful commissioning ceremonies that are taking place in Groton, Connecticut, and the fundraising effort, and remind you, time is a-wasting. If you would like to memorialize a loved one, a veteran in your family, and get your name in that commissioning booklet, any donation, $100 to $5,000 does it. And, of course, wonderful activities planned for out there. Bill, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm fine. I want to be where you are, Scott. Breakfast in Tioga sounds great.
Doesn't it, though? Breakfast in Tioga is always great, especially when you're at the pinnacle Tioga Travel Plaza. My gosh, it's good stuff today. Well, anyway, good to catch up with you, Bill. And how's things going with the great plans for May and the USS North Dakota Committee? Are those donations pouring in?
Well, we're getting donations on a continuing basis. We appreciate that. We need some more. We want to do this commissioning on May 31st in Groton, right, and do North Dakota proud, and I know that we will. So we appreciate everybody's efforts so far, and I think we're going to be on target. But keep those bucks rolling in. We really appreciate them.
Now, this attack sub, the USS North Dakota, is quite a machine, cutting edge. If you go to the commissioning ceremony, I understand there's actually tours of the event that will be taking place. Is that right, Bill?
There are. People who come from North Dakota, North Dakotans who attend the commissioning, they're going to have make every effort to get every one of them through on a tour on Friday, May 30th. Of course, that's on the USS North Dakota in the water in Groton. The tours can only take a small group of people at a time because there's so little room you can't have a big gathering down there. It's the quarters are tight, but they're going to try to get everyone through the boat, and so they've had their look, and they can take home the story.
And we should talk about the funds you're raising are really for the commissioning ceremony themselves and commemorating the event. That's what every state does when they get a ship named for them. I mean, obviously, you're not paying for the ship. You're not paying for anything that the federal government or Department of Defense will take for it. But this is sort of a way to put North Dakota on the stage at a wonderful ceremony and really do this right as far as the commissioning events. Right, Bill?
It is. It truly is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people to either participate in it or contribute to it. Any contributions that are made are going to be noted of $100 or more are going to be noted in the commissioning book, which makes you a part of history, and that is to show the committee's appreciation for the contributions. This is such a wonderful opportunity for North Dakota and for North Dakotans. Any state that a ship is named after has an obligation to pay for the commissioning and the events surrounding it. And as I said earlier, we want to do it right. We intend to.
We want to do it right for sure. And the way you can help that is to go to ussnd.com. By the way, if your group is considering a donation up there, and the range is $100 to $5,000, and various groups are getting together and doing some larger donations, if you want to do that, Bill and Bob Weifold and the entire USS North Dakota team will come out and make a presentation for you to consider that as well and make a big difference here. How do folks get a hold of you, Bill?
Well, they can get a hold of me at 701-222-8679. Or email bill.wtba@midconetwork.com. That's not the easiest one, but it works. But the main thing to do is to contact the USS North Dakota committee and to make a contribution or to indicate interest in attending the commissioning. If you have any interest at all, go to that website, and on the right-hand corner, upper right-hand corner, there shows there's an icon to that'll take you to a place to contribute, and also there's a place right there next to it where you can show that you're interested in attending, and that's the only way you can attend, I might add, because if you don't have your name on that list, you don't get an invitation, and if you don't get an invitation, you can't go.
That's a good enough reason to do it right there. So ussnd.com. Honor a vet. honor a fallen hero in the family or veterans that have done this. A neat way to just say, you know, boy, imagine where we'd be without this level of technology in defense of the greatest country on the face of the earth. So USSND.com. Great to talk to you again, Bill. All the best to you.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Scott. Thanks so much.
USSND.com. Mark, take it away on the sports there, my man, and give me the heartbreak on the Olympics. And I need a few highlights. Any gold yesterday?
Well, we got some gold in the half pipe. The thing is, though, and collectively, the Americans are now in first place in the medal table. This is a surprise. Where our team is deep, our team is good. Those girls were the best team in the world in hockey until a handful of seconds left in regulation, and when Canada's came back to beat us, it was just heartbreaking. And we had that 2-0 lead, and they kept fighting, but. We got Maddie Bowman, a new American hero, first Olympic gold medal in women's free ski halfpipe, putting down the two highest scoring runs, just fabulous. And, of course, you know what's going on next is we're getting ready for the men to gain some honor, gain some retribution against Canada at 11 today. So I would imagine it's going to be a widely watched event. And I think the girls will be really cheering for the guys to win one for the girls' team and the rest of the United States. So that's very, very interesting. Another thing that happened quietly, trade deadlines passed. You know how I hate trade deadlines. I like teams to keep our favorite players together forever. And trade deadline passed in the NBA, and Kevin Love is still with us. So, and the rest of our team were unscathed. I want to run down this medal count because this is – unexpected. USA has got 8 gold, 6 silver, 11 bronze for a 25 total. Russia, you know, they've gone way overboard. They've got to be the biggest disappointment, especially they're not even in the final 4 hockey teams. They've got 7 gold, 9 silver, 7 bronze. They got 23 total medals. Third is Netherlands. That's kind of surprising. Of course, they've got a lot of winter sports and stuff that they do well. They're 22, Norway 21, Canada 20. Germany, 16, France, 15, Sweden, 12, Switzerland, 11, and the Japan, 8, all the way down to China's got 6. So there's most of the countries at some level are more disappointed than us, but the Canadians are absolutely exuberant today, and we're all going to be looking forward to the men. Now, Russian Soltnikova upset defending champion Yunat Kim to give Russia its first Olympic gold medal in women's figure skating Thursday, and it wasn't even close. It was absolutely stunning poetry on ice. This was the perfect fusion of athleticisms, triple axel spins, and artistry. The hands, the fingers, the posture, the incredible flexibility. These girls going, you know, in these beautiful figures with their leg completely over their head, holding the back of the skate. It's almost contortionist, but it is absolutely beautiful. The free skiers, you know, all of the free skiers kept Burke in mind, that young lady from America that died. I mean, the Canadian free skier. It had died in these great flips a couple of years ago, so that was something else. Anyway, I would say the story of the day is going to be the men's hockey team and the Wild boys, both Parisi and Sutter, have done really good in the last game. Parisi got a goal. Sutter had 3 assists. So the Wild great duo is shining. We hope they shine again big time here at 11 o'clock in a little over 2 hours. We'll be back with more of What's On Your Mind preview. Scott Hannon in just a few minutes. Thank you so much for listening,
like us,
folks.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick. perfect trip for a special occasion. Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Travel Plaza today. Pinnacle Serving Excellence, one of our fine sponsors here on KTGO, booming to the Bakken. If you haven't been here yet, folks, I encourage you to come on in and check this place out because it is nothing short of extraordinary. You know, really, it's almost it's like a Bakken version of a super Walmart. I mean, but it even has a lot more than that. For one, it's not it's warm. It feels like home. And I mean, there's a styling salon here with the, you know, barbershop services. There are the showers. There's hardware store, basically. There is, of course, food on top of food and everything you'd find at a grocery store. There's a business center that's absolutely incredible. And I'm really impressed with the Bakken related products that they have in the clothing. And Angelia, who runs the clothing department here for the folks at Pinnacle, is with us here. What a beautiful story you have here, Angelia. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
You bet. And walking through the store and the clothing, I was most amazed at just the sheer selection and the wonderful brands.
Yes, we have wonderful brands. We have Carhartt, Key, Rasco, Wrangler, everything you need.
I like that Under Armour, too.
Under Armour's on its way.
That's a new one, right?
Yes, it is.
That's fantastic. A good addition, for sure. And not just, you know, FR clothing that that would only be for, you know, folks working the rigs, but you have men's clothing, women's clothing, kids' clothing as well, right?
Yes, we do. We also carry jewelry, purses, and non-FR clothing for your needs.
What's the hot seller?
The hot seller.
Anything that really just flies off the shelves?
The women really like the jewelry and the purses. And, of course, the men have to have their outdoor gear right now. So Carhartt's the big deal.
I also like how you're just a one-stop shop. Right? I mean, you got your uniforms and clothes. You ship them from the same place. You get your bulk oil and lubes, hardware and electronic tools, the bulk lunches from the same place that you hold your monthly safety meetings. You know, I mean, just all in one place. You don't have to go to five different places. The business center's here. The clothing's here. Get your hair cut. Get fed. You know, get everything you need. Stock up all the goodies. So it's pretty neat.
That is right. This is a great place and a great addition to this community.
Now, one thing I want to talk to you about before we let you go, and that would be the what you do for uniform needs, especially for large crews. Talk a little bit about that.
We can order whatever your company needs are, and we can have them embroidered with your logos. We can fulfill just about any order.
So, you know, large crews that need FR gear for the whole crew, they're customized. You embroider them.
Yes, we can send them out to be embroidered exactly the way you would like them.
That's a nice way to go.
Yes, it is.
All right, so stop and see Angelia and the whole crew here at the Pinnacle Serving Excellence Tioga Travel Plaza. If you haven't been here, it's worth the drive just a couple of miles north on 40 off of Highway 2. It is a great spot. Are you going to have some of that salmon for lunch today, Angelique?
I just might. That sounds pretty good.
Stuffed salmon fillet with lemon cream sauce for lunch today.
The food here is excellent.
It really is. Steaks tonight, and not just the usual pizzas and, you know, fried stuff. There's the home cooking back there, isn't
there? There is. We have a chef.
That's really good. Thanks, Angelique. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Story we haven't talked about yet, but that is getting some interesting reaction from Minnesota. And it is sort of an open mic, you know, open video moment where Senator Amy Klobuchar and Congressman Tim Walz, both of the Minnesota, seemingly didn't know how to respond when someone asked, "I thought the Affordable Care Act would save $2,500 per family. What happened?" And the room erupted in laughter after the two just stared at each other. Congressman Colin Peterson was there. He was the only one prepared to respond. He said, "I voted no, so I'll let these guys handle that." And then there was applause from the audience. Here's what one caller had to say about this interaction with Senator Klobuchar and Congressman Walz. You have that, Nathan, the clip from the caller? Hello, Nathan. The clip from the caller. Are you ready, buddy?
How come I've heard nothing yet about Colin Peterson, Amy Klobuchar, and another Minnesota congressman laughing about Obamacare problems? Thank you.
Well, you did now. A lot of news to cover today, but you heard it now. Colin Peterson wasn't laughing, just so you know. He was the one that that said, I didn't vote for the thing and got applause. So don't put that one on Colin. You got to give him credit for voting no on that thing. And not many Democrats had the courage to do that, obviously. Went along with the president. So, another story for us to cover today. Appreciate the call. By the way, we have a winter weather advisory, hazardous weather outlook for portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwest Minnesota today and tonight. Light snow tapering off gradually in north central Minnesota today, but gusty winds this morning causing some blowing and drifting snow. Bemidji, Park Rapids, wind chills 20 to 30 below, days 2 through 7, cold but dry period. It is going to be a dandy. National Weather Service out of Grand Forks telling us northwest winds will cause ground drifting today, and it's a huge swath of area that literally we're talking West Polk, Norman, Clay, Kitson, Roseau, West Marshall, East Marshall, Pennington, Red Lake, East Polk, Northern Clearwater, Manoman, South Clearwater, West Becker, East Becker, Wilkin, West Ottertail, Grant, Cavalier, Pembina Counties, Ramsey, Eastern Walsh, Nelson, Grand Forks, Steel Trail, Cass, Western Walsh, Crookston, East Grand Forks, Halstead, Moorhead, Hallock, Rosa, Warren, Thief River, Red Lake, Fauston, Bagley, Manolin, Breckenridge, Fergus, New York Mills, Elbow Lake, Grand Forks, Fargo, Mainville, the whole area, north to northwest winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. There will be ground drifting in open areas today without question. Where'd that nice weather go? Oh, folks, it's gone. One above in Fargo right now, zero in the patch. More of What's on Your Mind straight ahead on a Normal or Nuts Friday.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.